growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
It's good to be here. My name is Faith Wariri. I hold a bachelor's degree in mathematics and a master's in data science from City University of London. I'm a Chivenin alumni and the Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni as well. I'm the co-author of Equally Becoming One, which I co-authored with my husband, a book that challenges biases and introduces new perspectives to relationships and marriages. Our goal is to redefine how people do relationships and marriage by building friendship in their relationship. I'm also passionate about inspiring girls to break gender-related stereotypes to achieve their dreams. This I do through volunteering as well as developing various programs.
To answer the question of what my purpose is, I would say that my purpose is multifaceted, that sometimes I struggle to box myself into one. However, my purpose is to inspire young people, especially females, to dream big and to achieve their dreams despite challenging situations. Together with my husband, we aim to help people attain purposeful and fulfilling relationships and marriages. We achieve this through our writing and engagement with young people on and off social media. Part of our conversations includes sexual purity, love, mutual respect, leadership, friendship, amongst others.
When did I discover purpose? Okay, I can't point out exactly when I discovered purpose, but the passion to inspire girls has been a lifelong one. If I look back and see the experiences I've had while growing up, I can say that they propelled me to my purpose. For example, I saw early how many girls couldn't explore their dreams because no one gave them a chance or the right mentorship. So many of them lost confidence in themselves and their potentials. While in secondary school, I saw a lot of my classmates get pregnant and drop out of school, and they had to miss a year or two before they eventually enrolled back in school. When I went for my youth service, I saw the high number of girls who were out of school, those who were falling pregnant, thereby not fulfilling their dreams of finishing secondary school and being someone in life. That was when I knew I had to do something. In all, I would say that God brings life's experiences our way to guide us towards our purpose. And if we are really sensitive to God's leading, we'll be able to discover this early enough. On how I discovered purpose, I would say I discovered purpose by doing. I saw a need and decided to do something about it rather than complain or fold my hands or complain about how everything is not going right. Like I said earlier, my purpose is multifaceted, so I would like to talk about an aspect of it. Just recently, myself and my husband, Aniete Williams, co-authored a book which was inspired by our experiences we had as single people and during our dating experience. It will be difficult for me to go into details, but the summary of it is that we were able to share our perspective on love and relationship and how we thought people could do it better. Our relationship was definitely filled with lessons and a learning ground for us, and we knew that the mistakes we had made and the lessons we learned were worth sharing. My experience so far has been amazing, actually. It has definitely been filled with highs and low moments. I've had times when I asked myself why I was so invested in what I do. There are times where I thought of quitting. However, each time I remember that I'm here for a purpose, and my message is blessing or helping someone somewhere, I'm encouraged. The truth is that we are not here for everyone, and we actually need to recognize that in our journey to fulfilling purpose, you will surely get discouragement along the way. But know that your message has to be passed. God has created you for a purpose, and you do not have to disappoint him. God has been so faithful and has given me a platform to live my purpose. My journey to living a purposeful life has been recognized in various international and local platforms. These are heights I never dreamt of attaining. However, purpose brought me there. In conclusion, I would like to end by quoting one of my favorite scriptures from Matthew 5:14-16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bucket. As lights of the world, we need to give ourselves permission to shine. There are many people drawing strength from you, and God is counting on you to fulfill purpose on earth. Thank you so much for having me, and thanks to our listeners as well. I love you all."